God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him. Day 5. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. Today, we look again at Peter's teaching of who we are as members of God's church.
Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Mercy. Peter describes the church as a group of people who had once not, but now have received mercy. People who have done wrong but weren't punished as they deserved to be. He writes with the authority of someone who is aware of his own sin and the great mercy shown to him. What does it mean to you to be part of a group where the one thing that we all share is that we have been shown mercy? Father, thank you for your mercy. Make it so much a part of my identity that I go through my day looking for opportunities to show mercy to others. Make us a people who love mercy, both the mercy that you have shown to us and the mercy that we get to show to each other. As I remember the things that I've done for which you have shown me mercy, please show me the people in my life that I need to show mercy to. Holy Spirit, speak to me through your living word as I hear it again. What do you want to say to me today?
Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
God, as I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you. And Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.